a break, like they call it out there. When we bought it, we had to buy and pay for that thing. So we put a levee across it down yonder. Mm-hmm. And it used to get down. It wasn't over 3 and 4 feet deep nowhere. And it stunk. It just smelled awful bad. A little skim all over. So we put a big levee across down there and fixed it all up. And it's about 14 feet down and 120 acres of it. And it's a good fishing lake, and it never no scum on it or nothing. It's just as clear as a crystal. It's good fishing. Mm-hmm. Good fishing. For speckled perch and white perch. Frenchmen used to say soccer leaves.
Have you been down in that area,
Mark? In French country?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been down there right smart, off and on for different things when you work through the sheriff's office, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bunch of us leased 900 acres down there on the Old River Spillway. That's in Concordia Parish down there. We had a hunting club down there. And I built me a nice little house down there on that. I had a nice place there to stay. All of it screened in good, bathroom and everything in it, all fixed up good. Television down there and all, and somebody robbed it and set the fire.
Really?
Burnt it up.
Are you still in the hunting club?
Huh?
Do you still go? Are you still in the...
Oh, no, no. Wildlife and Fishery bought it out, and we don't have it going on it no more.
What would be just a general name for all the things that you have in your house?
Well, the general names for everything here that I've got is... It's just beds, and we got a few looking glasses, and we got a bathroom in there with a commode and lavatory and stuff in it. And in here we got our stoves and things. And you see this cabinet we got to put stuff in. And that's all we've got. We ain't got, like a lot of people, we ain't got all that much. We just never didn't need that much. I didn't think we needed it. And another little verse was under that, well, we got what we able to own. You understand? And we're satisfied.
If you wanted to buy a new table or couch or something like that, what kind of store would you go to?
Well, I'd go to some of these regular furniture places in Monroe, either Sears and Roebuck or Montgomery Ward or some place like that, or somewhere, you know, where they handle all that stuff.
When you were small and y'all needed to go to a town to buy something special, you know, something you couldn't get just at Roseville, what towns would you go to?
We generally went to Grayson. Or Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson is up in Caldwell Parish, and Jenner was down in LaSalle Parish now. But back yonder when I was a little kid, Catahoula Parish had LaSalle Parish. It was Catahoula over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was divided after, since when I was a kid, it was divided, you know, and they made LaSalle and Catahoula.
Mm-hmm.
Divided the Catahoula Parish and made LaSalle Parish.
How big was Harrisonburg then?
About the same size as now. It never did grow or nothing, hardly.
What about Jonesville?
Well, Jonesville used to didn't have two little stores in it. And I've been down there. When I went on the school board down there, there wasn't even no gravel streets down there. They were just so muddy you could see teams and things bogged down in right in the middle of the street down there. It wasn't nothing.
There wasn't really a big city, a big town in Catahoula Parish then?
No, there wasn't. They wasn't. That's right. Them two was all there was here at that time.
Something on rollers that you can put in a window and pull down to keep out the light. You call that?
Some kind of curtains you're talking about?
Well, something on rollers.
Oh, yeah. Window shades. That's what we call window shades.
Okay. And the covering on the house, the top of the house is the...
Well, now, they used to cover all the time with boards and things, but now we cover with different kinds of tar paper with slate or stuff like that, you know, like mine's covered with here now. It's covered with a 20-year guaranteed roof, all right, but it's a kind of a tar paper with